It's not long after the Jewish people have achieved their freedom as they're wandering in the desert when they begin to complain. And of course, their first complaint, very famously, is they claim Hashem has just taken them out to die in the desert. After all, they are starving and Hashem is going to kill them with a famine. In response to this, the Torah tells us that Hashem says in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Dalet, V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, this is what I'm going to do. Hineni mamtir lechem lechem. I will rain down for you bread, min hashamayim, special heavenly bread known as the man, will come down from the heaven. V'yotza ha'am, people will go out each day. V'laptu devar yom v'yomo, they'll take just enough for that day to eat. Laman anasenu, hayelech b'torasi imlo, in order to test them to see if they will go in the way of my Torah or not. This is our first introduction to the notion of the miracle food of the desert, the miracle bread known as the man. And what is fascinating is that in this initial presentation, right away, and this is a theme that's actually repeated when the Torah describes once again in retrospect the gift of the man in Devarim and Parches, but here as well as there, the man is described as a test, laman anasenu, that Hashem is somehow testing us with the man. However, it's not at all clear what the test is. On the contrary, it seems to be a gift of life, a gift of convenience, a miraculous bread. What could be miraculous food? Why would we consider that a test? We know things like the Akedah, when Hashem tells Avram to kill his firstborn and only son. That sounds like a test. We understand that's what it means, but how could the man be a test? So there are a number of ideas in the different commentaries, and I want to share with you three basic approaches in the classical Mefarshim. The first is that of Rashi. And Rashi basically acknowledges by implication that en chanami, there's nothing inherent about the man that's a test. It's just a gift and a blessing. However, says Rashi, im yishmu mitzvos hatluyos bo, the test is not the man, but the various halachos that are associated with the man. Namely, as we just read, that they are only allowed to take the right amount that they need for that day, one day at a time. They can't take extra. Moreover, they're not allowed to leave over any or it'll rot. And as we know, and we'll eventually read, they are also given a special double portion on Friday, which they have to take in order for them to have food for Shabbos. So the various laws and requirements in halachot regarding how they take and use the man, that is the test being alluded to, says Rashi. However, other Mefarshim explain differently. And in fact, the Ramban begins his commentary by explicitly quoting and then rejecting Rashi. And it's clear that Ramban rejects Rashi for the simple reason that even though what the test is not obvious at first, but seems clear to the Ramban, both in the presentation in our Parsha and the presentation that we'll read later in Sefer Devarim, that the Torah is not talking about things associated with the man, but that somehow the man itself is a test. Rashi obviously couldn't figure out what that was, therefore Rashi went with these associated challenges. But Ramban thinks that that's not the plain reading of the text. Therefore, the Ramban suggests his own interpretation, which is that the man itself was a test. In what sense? The fact that the man was their exclusive food for 40 years, and A, it was never more than a day at a time. So therefore, they never had the security of knowing they, so to speak, had food in the cupboard, food in the refrigerator. They had to go day by day. That itself was a sense of a test. Without that feeling of security that they could keep food from day to day, they never had enough to store it. It wasn't allowed. It would rot. So the idea that they had to go day by day is a very big challenge. Moreover, says Ramban, it was new. It was food that they'd never seen before. Their parents had never seen. They never heard about it before. That very act of it being new and completely and so fundamentally unfamiliar, completely removed from anything they were used to, that itself was another dimension of the test. Says Ramban, nevertheless, despite these dimensions of the test, the fact that the man itself was such a challenge, they followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the desert for 40 years with faith in him. And that this test, the Ramban concludes, was done intentionally and deliberately and was so great of a test that the emunah that was nurtured and developed and strengthened through 40 years of eating unfamiliar food bit by bit, day by day, actually forged a type of emunah that would last the Jewish people in all circumstances, in all historical contexts. Third and finally is another approach mentioned by some of the classical Mefarshim, and very different than what we've seen until now. And this is suggested both by the Sforno and the Or Chaim. Sforno says, what's the type of test? Kishiyeh mitparnes bilotzar. the very fact that the man was such a gift, such a bracha, you wake up in the morning, you walk outside your tent, boom, there's your food for the day just falling from the sky, day after day. So easy. You can count on it like clockwork. It's not difficult, not long work hours, no long commute back and forth from work to in order to support your family. It's just there without any effort. That itself is part of the test. Similarly, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that all of a sudden, because of this new phenomenon called the mon, lo yitzarech shum tikun, ubezeh yeh pnuim mikol. All of a sudden, the mon, with its ability to sustain them with absolutely no effort whatsoever, created a new phenomenon. Leisure time, zman ponui. They went from being servants who worked 24 hours a day and had no time of their own, to all of a sudden not having to work at all, not even to support themselves, because they had this free gift daily of the mon. So both the Sforno and Or HaChaim, each in their own way, are describing a new kind of challenge. And that is the life of leisure, the life of ease. We know what the tremendous challenge that poverty can be, but wealth can also be a spiritual challenge. Will they use their new free time for Torah and for good things, or will they abuse their leisure? As Sforno seems to imply, the Jewish people turn to Hashem in crisis, but will they still do so in times of comfort and wealth, or will they simply forget about Hashem and just enjoy the benefits of a easy, free lifestyle and mazono? So we've seen three different approaches to what the test of the mon could be. It certainly seems like a gift. The Torah says it's a test. Rashi says, you're right, it's associated challenges. Ramban says, no, it's the mon itself, after all. It was day to day. They couldn't store the food. It was an unfamiliar taste and substance. And Or HaChaim and Sforno say, no, it's the life of leisure and wealth and comfort that they had, that itself was the new form of spiritual test that they'd never encountered before.